a word for you from Acts chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. And you see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but in almost all of Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away a great many people, saying that gods made with hands are not gods. And there is danger not only that this trade of ours may come into disrepute, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis may be counted as nothing, and that she may even be deposed from her magnificence, she whom all Asia and the world worship. Well, Demetrius had a high opinion of this false religion, this superstition, because they believed that this goddess had come down from heaven. And they had for many years this religion based in this area, in Ephesus, there where the Lord Jesus was now at work. And he was disturbing their business, at least Demetrius thought so. In fact, the Lord Jesus is also the Prince of Peace. He comes to bring forgiveness and peace and blessing. However, Demetrius saw it as in exactly the opposite way, because he was raised up by Satan, who was trying to protect his business. And he made Demetrius to think that his business was being attacked, whereas in fact God would have blessed him and all the other silversmiths if only they would have bowed to the way, as it is referred to in verse 23, because Christians were called as belonging to the way. So here is the middle of the speech of Demetrius speaking about this great goddess Artemis. In some translations it uses the Latin version, which is Diana. And here he says, and he blames everything on Paul, how Paul, in almost all of Asia, he has persuaded and turned away a great many people. Indeed, revival had broken out. And look at what Demetrius says. This Paul says that gods made with hands are not gods. Well, perfectly true. The problem was Demetrius knew that he was making silver shrines regarding this goddess with his own hands. And Paul was stating the obvious. If you can create with your own hands a god or goddess, it surely cannot be God, because the creator is always greater than the creation. Sometimes we think that our way is almost a religion. It's like nothing must stand in its way. God is trying to save us. He wants us to come out of our own way so that we will not be destroyed. Demetrius saw it in exactly the opposite way. And all his colleagues listened to him. And then there was a huge riot, and they became part of the rebel. Demetrius being the rebel rouser, I wonder, are you part of the rebel or are you part of the way?